the rest. Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and we start with dangerous weather tonight in several parts of the country, in the South and in the upper Midwest. There have been weather-related fatalities in Indiana and in Atlanta, and major power outages. And after years of serious drought, California waterways now rebounding following lots of winter rain and snow. But as those temperatures rise, the melting snow is making some indoor activity too dangerous. CBS's Elise Preston.
At least 18 people have drowned or disappeared in California waterways since April, according to San Jose's The Mercury News. The fierce currents carried one victim 10 miles downstream.
Climate change among the factors cited in growing food shortages around the globe. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The director of the UN World Food Program, Cindy McCain, says the whole world is affected.
You know, we're having to manage crops now that have to be more resilient to drought. Our animal feed and things have to be more resilient so the animals can be more resistant to drought. There's a lot of things at stake here.
McCain tells CBS's Face the Nation more than 250 million people in the world face acute food insecurity.
On the Health Watch, the American Diabetes Association updates its guidelines on diabetes. CBS's Monica Ricks takes a look.
Experts recommend early screenings for liver disease since it can affect up to 70% of people with diabetes. Dr. Venkat Narayan runs the Emory Global Diabetes Research Center in Atlanta.
Left unchecked, it can progress towards liver cirrhosis, or it can rarely also go on to developing liver cancers.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Turning to the mini mutiny, or whatever it was, in Russia, it ended as suddenly as it began this weekend, though apparently U.S. intelligence did have signs it was coming, from growing tensions between the Russian military and Yevgeny Prigozhin's private mercenary army.
It was the war in Ukraine that sparked the rebellion in Russia. Prigozhin accused the Russian military of killing his men with a missile strike, a claim Russian defense officials denied. His men quickly seized Rostov, home of Russia's southern military headquarters, before advancing toward Moscow.
Correspondent Ian Lee in Ukraine. A week after she lost her husband and son aboard that small sub that imploded in the deep freezing waters of the Atlantic near the Titanic, Christina Dawood tells the BBC.
I think I lost hope when we passed the 96 hours mark. That's when I lost hope. And that's when I even then I sent a message to my family on shore. I said, I'm preparing for the worst.
She says she gave her place to her son. In Britain, Sarah Ferguson, former wife of Prince Andrew, has undergone surgery after being diagnosed with breast cancer. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it I'm or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic. My little buddy, happy first Friday of Summerfest.
Hey, Crudy, happy Friday to you, Evan. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Good to be with you all. Had a blast opening night at Summerfest last night, man. Saw the Whalers. It was so much fun.
But tonight is the first weekend night, the first Friday of Summerfest. And I got to tell you, if Dom's celebrating a good Friday, it's this one. It's this one. My only fear... A lot of our friends have run off the day drink kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people checking out, you know, halfway through this day. But if you're listening, you can hang out with us, 844-967-2789. We air the grievances on Fridays.
My grievance. We're not taking outside recess at the moment. Right. We'll see what the happy hour looks like. We'll see. We might move outside. But you can join us, as mentioned. 844-967-2789. Dom, I'd like to start with a topic. You know where I was today?
Where were you today?
I was in Racine County.
Oh, nice.
I was down in the Mount Pleasant area. I was down, I believe, in the Assembly District of Robin Foss, Speaker of the Assembly. And, you know, I heard the Speaker recently talking a little trash about the UW system. And obviously, we saw this big threat, and now it's come to fruition. Now, the Republicans, under the leadership of Robin Voss, while they've cut funding to the UW system, despite a massive surplus, massive in the history of the state of Wisconsin, so it's not about the money. It's purely about sort of, let's call it petty politics, or at least that's my perception, Dom. And so Voss has cut the $32 million, which is equal to what the education diversity budget on the UW campuses system-wide. Small bit of the overall funding of the university system, but sort of a big sticking point for the man and his own personal pettiness. And from my perception, I'm always speak for myself, comes off as racist. his opposition to inclusiveness comes off as a little racist to me.
He literally relabeled the DEI acronym, as Voss now understands it, to mean division, exclusion, and indoctrination. That's what it means to Robin Voss.
Well, Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times, if you recall Voss, who, what, UW-Whitewater grad, and I am a grad of not UW-Madison, but you and I, we were roommates at the best non-Madison UW college, in our opinion. Greatest party school anyways, UW-La Crosse.
Yeah, baby.
Spent more than half a decade there.
Doctor.
I was lucky to get the diploma in the mail. But anyways, Tom, Robin Voss recently said he was embarrassed to be a UW system grad. And my first thought is, well, you did go to Whitewater. That's on you.
You should have gone to La Crosse.
No offense to the rest of the Whitewater. My wife went to Whitewater. I'm talking trash. I'm going to catch hell for later. But Tom, Dave Zweifel had a few thoughts. I'm going to start. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss claimed last weekend that he's embarrassed to be a graduate of the University of Wisconsin system because of its participation in programs that promote diversity. How dare they? No, Robin, I think it's the other way around. I suspect that thousands of my fellow UW grads are embarrassed that our alma mater saw fit to grant you a degree. After 4 years of college, you'd think a little bit of human compassion would have rubbed off even the most narrow-minded student at UW-Whitewater. Again, it was Whitewater. Well, maybe not, since Whitewater was where State Senator Steve Noss apparently developed his hatred for UW-Madison, and it was also where Donald Trump's first chief of staff and longtime sycophant, Reince Priebus, matriculated. Diversity programs are probably, to me, the single, he's quoting Voss, diversity programs are probably, to me, the single most important issue that we're facing as a people, as a nation, and really humanity. I mean, I've been hyperbolic occasionally.
I mean, come on, man, if humanity.
Is this... This is pure hyperbole, I would say. He made those remarks at the Republican Party convention, which we were not allowed to attend on by the party. Apparently, we're not seen fit there. The remark generated a number of comments along the lines of, well, maybe that's so if you discount the climate crisis, the war in Ukraine, the danger of nuclear war, China's increasing bravado over Taiwan, the immigration problems at the border, homelessness. It's almost like, you know, there might be a few other priorities greater than whether or not Robin Voss can stomach diversity programs. Speaking of the Republican convention, here are a few of the resolutions the delegates passed. Tom, we've done a few of these, but let's run them down. Help me out.
I got you, Crudy. Here are the bullet points, the resolutions. Ban critical race theory.
Hell yeah.
Train and arm the teachers.
Hell yeah.
Defend and protect all human life. Define unborn babies as legal persons from fertilization on. Abolish the Wisconsin Elections Commission and require every county to use paper ballots only in elections. And bar foreign countries and nationals from purchasing businesses, land, water rights, and power grids located in the state of Wisconsin or the rest of the United States.
Leave
it to the Democrats, Zweifel writes,
to highlight.
Yes, go ahead.
Can we go back? I feel like you kind of went quickly. Maybe it was your first opportunity to speak. I know I can be domineering sometimes, but define unborn babies as legal persons from fertilization on. That's yes. Their policy. Or at
that,
least
that,
that's
that what is what like the Republicans institute. Have resolved at their convention last
well,
week.
If that is their belief, I mean, we've got a problem with contraceptives. Because anything that blocks that godly act of fertilization, man, every sperm is sacred and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there, Crudy. Another embarrassment from the state of Wisconsin. His name, State Rep. Chuck Wichgers. We got some sound. But let's finish up this opinion piece from Zweifel. Leave it to the Democrats to highlight other quirky facts about the convention. The presence of numerous 2020 election deniers. The Dems provided the list as they decried as a who's who of deniers. And here's the rundown. Donald Trump, in a video message at convention attendees, said, "I love that state. We won it the first time. We won it the second time."
History Tom says Tiffany. That's not true.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't say it. Tom Tiffany, the state's 7th district congressman, objected to certifying Joe Biden's election victory in Pennsylvania and Arizona and added he would have voted to overturn Wisconsin's election results had there been a vote on the House floor. In 2023, Crudy, he still refuses to admit Biden won the election. Derek Van Orden, your buddy, the state's 3rd CD congressman, he attended Trump's infamous January 6th rally, if that's what you want to call it, and claimed there was a tremendous amount of voter fraud in 2020. Bill Feehan, the chair of the 3rd Congressional District GOP, Feehan posed as a fake Trump elector in an effort to overturn the Wisconsin election results. Bob Spindell, we know that guy, another fake elector, who later bragged about voter suppression efforts in Milwaukee's Black and Latino communities in the 2022 election. And Pam Travis, Kathy Kierman, and Kelly Rue, all three were among fake electors following the 2020 election. All of the election deniers had specific roles at the convention, and Robin Voss isn't embarrassed by them. Dave Zweifel writes at the Cap Times.
Well, why would he be embarrassed by them? I mean, hell, he ran a fraudulent investigation of the election, put a corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice in charge. Hell, by the end of it, even Robin Voss said Michael Gableman was an embarrassment to the entire state of Wisconsin. Right. Yeah, but that embarrassment happened at your direct volition. That happened on your watch.
Your watch? I mean, you hired the guy. You were directly involved with that. What does that say
and
about
he did that
your judgment?
Under the pressure campaign from his boy Donald Trump, right?
Yes.
And he took the meeting with John Eastman. I corrected the record. It was John Eastman, former Trump attorney John Eastman, now under disbarment action. But he took the meeting in 2022. Eastman still advocating for the overturning of the 2020 election. And then as a leader of the Republican Party, I mean, I don't know how many leaders there are, if not assembly of the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, if he's not amongst the top three. Maybe him, Rojo, and LeMahieu. But he is permitting a message from the former president claiming, "I won the first time, and I won the second time." I mean, really?
Yes, that's how they roll. I mean, there is no up and down. It's just it's a cult of personality. We do have a little sound here. Let's start with Wisconsin State Rep. Chuck Wichgers, a Republican from Muskego, speaking against access to contraception. Let's do the first cut, if you would, please, Evan.
Some of the religious leaders said that historically, back when the pill was being developed, that there were comments of predictions of social behaviors that might exist, and they learned that from other societies in real time when they made these comments, and they said that it opens up the door to marital infidelity, and it did. And you can laugh and mock, but you're laughing and mocking not me, but the people.
All comments will be to the speaker.
Contraception, Crudy, among other things, open up the door to infidelity. Not only that, Crudy, and we'll get to some more of the sound, it'll also men devaluing women, women thinking they're better than nature, and the proliferation of STDs. Chuck Wichgers from Wisconsin. They're coming after the contraception.
From fertilization to grave, they just quit caring about you after you're born. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs,
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday. We're airing the grievances, and we got some, and you can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I always thought of you as a complete slut.
I just love love, man.
You and Joe both.
I mean, I love, man. There's so much to go around, Curdy.
Luckily, you're fortunately... happily married for many years, nearly as many as I think you're like a year behind, right?
Yeah, I'd have to actually look at the calendar. It's been a while.
I'm moving towards 21 years.
Oh, damn.
That doesn't come up till the end of summer, though. We're just starting. And you can air your grievances here, 844-967-2789. Chuck Wichgers, this Republican. Muskego. You know, representing,
yes.
That was one of the most nonsensical, non-grammatical, and I mean, we've all rambled a bit in life. You know, if you got to talk a couple hours a day on the radio, guilty of rambling.
Right. Sometimes things may not come out. He's speaking on the floor, man. He's representing his constituents with his gobbledygook.
Okay. Live mic, but you could have prepped some notes. You could have prepped some notes. That would be my assumption, right? Am I wrong about this, Dom?
I don't see him reading off of a piece of paper. Let's start from the top. We have four cuts from Mr. Chuck Wichgers, Wichgers. He's a Republican from Muskego, Wisconsin. I think everybody should know this man's name, because he is apparently taking the charge, taking the lead, coming after your contraception? Really? Yes, really. Let's go back to the sound. Play it again for the people, if you would please, cut number five.
Some of the religious leaders said that historically, back when the pill was being developed, that there were comments of predictions of social behaviors that might exist, and they learned that from other societies in real time when they made these comments, and they said that it opens up the door to marital infidelity, and it did. and you can laugh and mock, but
I am mocking you, sir.
Not me, but the people.
All comments will be to the speaker.
I am mocking the speaker.
That's some BS, man. What, marital infidelity? That never happened until the pill came around. Oh, my goodness. And even so, maybe you're right. Maybe it gave some freedom. That's kind of the point, Chuck. That's kind of the point. So women could have sex for pleasure without the risk of being impregnated and then what? Kicked out of the workforce? Yeah, we're talking back in the day, right? Come on, Chuck. Know the history. But even if that's the case, Chuck, are you suggesting, are you proposing that the government somehow get involved in whether or not people are having sex with each other? Is that the role of the government? If someone's a slut, Chuck, is that something you think the government should go after? Is that a crime, Chuck? I'm sorry. Let's keep going. One more Chuck Whitakers. This guy, he's on a roll. You thought the first one, he's starting to get his groove now. Let's play cut number six.
The government might force contraceptives upon married couples. That's happened in other countries. And so the government gets to have a role. They get to play supreme ruler.
Well, you're trying to have a role and block access to those very things. So what are you talking about, Chuck? Let's hear more. It's a science. It's a science, he says. A Republican that believes in science? I doubt it. Cut seven.
Of respect for women, that men get to do whatever they want, and then women have to be able to control the natural reproductive course of the body. Nature has an intention, and when you have that act, a pregnancy naturally occurs. That's nature doing what nature does. And then the woman has to counter nature by taking something that is highly systemic and highly invasive. According to the documents in the books that people that are pro the pill stated in their books, that's a science.
That's a science, he claims.
I mean, it's by nature. Well, isn't erectile dysfunction also a nature, Chuck? And if that were to happen, I mean, do you limit access to that? You know, cancer also comes in nature. It just happens. Should we not have medicines for that, Chuck? I just want to know where your limits are, Chuck. Let's hear a couple more from Chuck. Cut number eight, please.
We would begin to see ourselves as the ultimate masters of nature. So when nature does something,
he's the master of his domain.
Let's not do that. And we're talking not about, you know, getting a pimple if you eat Doritos and drink chocolate or eat chocolate.
What?
That would be contrary to a health movement or nature. That doesn't improve your health. It makes you less healthy and there's side effects.
I mean, listening to this makes me less healthy, man. I mean, are you kidding me? Is he really? This guy's an elected official? Last one, Chuck Whitakers. Cut number nine, please.
In real time, our nation is having some of the same things with a proliferation of STDs as a result of going into I don't have to worry about pregnancy. So, you know, men don't have to worry. Women don't have to worry about pregnancy. So,
it's an STD. I mean, Chuck's really concerned and he wants the government to be involved in your STDs. Chuck. What are you talking about, man? Protecting oneself from STDs is different, Chuck, from trying to not get pregnant.
Mrs. Whitaker is such a lucky woman. Michelle, apparently her name. It's part of Wikipedia. I'm not trying to vox the family or whatever it's called. Chuck, a patriotic soul, born on the 4th of July. Soon to celebrate, I think it's his 58th coming up. He's, of course, an assemblyman. He was born in Milwaukee. He graduated from Muskego High School in 1983. It says he attended Waukesha County Technical College. No word of graduation here. Political career, while he was a Waukesha County supervisor and then got elected to the assembly in 2016. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of the other bills he has sponsored historically. Oh, he's a winner, this one. Chuck Whitakers, it's your day.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. There are many power outages, dangerous roads, even fatalities linked to weather tonight in the South, in Michigan, in Kentucky, and southern Indiana.
You really don't feel like it's going to hit super close to home until all of a sudden you look out your back door and all of a sudden you see a tornado coming toward the ground.
The Johnson County Sheriff in Indiana confirming that. The American Diabetes Association has new guidelines out about the drug called T-Zield, an option to delay type 1 diabetes in some people. Dr. Venkat Narayan at Emory Medical.
I think the fact that the drug is available is a very exciting and positive development in science of preventing type 1 diabetes, but its use needs to happen cautiously.
About the strange events this weekend in Russia, a kind of mini mutiny of mercenaries.
The White House says President Biden is being regularly updated about the latest in Russia. His top advisors say this weekend's events means President Putin will have a lot to answer for in the weeks and months ahead.
Correspondent Skylar Henry, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances. Some of you are getting under my skin already. You know, we got this shiny new text ability. Yet some know my personal cell phone number. And, you know, you realize when I'm doing a live radio show, if you text me in the middle of my conversation, it's distracting, right? You know that, right?
Now, how is that any different than texting the other line?
Well, I can ignore the other line. It doesn't pop up on my screen as
all
such.
Right, okay.
You know, let's say I'm trying to reference some information. One of the acceptable form of texters ask me how you spell Chuck Widger's name, because it's an unusual pronunciation. I'm not even clear if I'm doing it right.
W. Let's see. I have it here. Let me pull
up. I've got it. W-I-C-H-G-E-R-S. W-I-C-H-G-E-R-S. Witchkers, or something of that sort. Some wanted to look him up, apparently, Don. Wanted to reach out and touch someone. Tell them what they thought of his governance plan. Here are a few. I promised you in the audience that I might want to share a few of the other governance plans. Witchkers, and you just heard the sound. If you've been listening to the big show, and why would you not be here on a Friday afternoon on the first Friday of Summerfest? In 2017, he sponsored a, let's call it a controversial bill, that would allow chiropractors to give physicals to student athletes. Chiropractors, Dom. Under current Wisconsin law, only physicians and PAs may do so. In 2021, he sponsored legislation to prohibit public schools from teaching students and employees about concepts such as systemic racism and implicit bias. You know, he's from the Robin Voss School of Governance. The bill passed an assembly committee on a party-line vote. And in March of 2020, Witchkers opposed a Wisconsin Department of Health Services rule that seventh grade students received the meningitis vaccine, a key protection against bacterial meningitis. The proposal to oppose the changes was adopted, wait for it, Dom, on a party-line vote in committee. October of 2020, amid a surge of COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin, Witchker was one of several Wisconsin Republican legislators who attended an indoor mass gathering hosted by an anti-abortion group without wearing masks. He's one of those guys.
Oh, he certainly is.
And in August of 2021, Witchkers delivered a speech to pro-freedom and pro-choice protesters at the Wisconsin State Capitol, which demonstrators liken COVID-19 vaccines to genocide and tyranny. Oh, one more thought, Dom. He's one of those guys that wrote the letter to Mike Pence, encouraging him not to adopt the peaceful transfer of power under normal process. In fact, after Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential, Witchkers was one of 15 Wisconsin Republican legislators, joined by 76 Republican state legislators from other states, who attempted to subvert the election result and block Biden's victory. And on January 5th, 2021, one day before a violent pro-Trump mob attacked the Capitol, Witchker signed a letter asking Vice President Mike Pence to delay the legally mandated counting of the electoral votes for 10 days while they worked to convince Republican-controlled state legislators in key states won by Biden to overturn the election results, keeping Trump in power for another term. And on July 25th, 2022, Witchkers joined fellow Wisconsin Rep. Dom's buddy, Tim Ramjam Brantham.
Oh, no, of course he did.
Effort to pass a bill that would have, in the state legislature, decertified the results of the 2020 presidential election and recalled Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, which, of course, went to Joe Biden. That was in 2022. That's what he was doing last summer at this time.
That was last year, dude.
Born on the 4th of July, that one. He's an all-American man.
He is definitely mega. Crudy, I did go back to the original, and I found this from Heartland Signal, at Heartland Signal on Twitter, our friends over at WCPT in Chicago. So thank you for doing that hard work. That was from a cutout from a WIS-I. And he is actually prepared. He's holding a sheet of paper. He has notes. He worked to get this out. This was his A effort, for the record. 844-967-2789. Contraception leads to infidelity, men devaluing women, women thinking they're better than nature, and the proliferation of STDs.
Am I incorrect? Did Tony Evers not just sign a bill that, or did the legislature on a very bipartisan basis just not pass a bill that allows pharmacists to prescribe contraceptives? I believe the vote was 82-12. I thought it was a very progressive step on behalf of many of these Republicans. I'm sure Chuck Wittgers was in the 12. But tell me if I'm wrong on that. Somebody do a Google. I'm going to take Jeannie on the phones. Jeannie, welcome back, sister. Happy Friday.
Hey, Jeannie.
Happy Friday to you guys. Thank you for educating us every day. We're very blessed to have you guys. There has been assault on women by these, I don't know what in the devil you want to call them. I think they should all have to have psychological evaluations before they even run for office because they are nuts.
Well, then we'd have no governance, Jeannie.
Well, I don't know. I think there's some pretty stable people out there, but they definitely are not members of the Republican Party right now as they are. The thing that really drives me bananas. Now, do you guys remember? I remember, when Walker was in office and listening to the right wing because that's all I got, and it drove me bananas, radio station, and they were pushing for fault divorce where you had to prove there was fault before your wife divorced you. Of course, it was, supposedly for women too, but fault divorce. And I came from a time where there was fault divorce and women suffered significantly. It was a horrible thing. Children suffered significantly because a woman had to prove there was something wrong there that she wanted to divorce her husband. I know it could go the other way, but I know...
But Jeannie, that's not why these male Republican, probably white lawmakers, would want to pass a bill of that sort. They want to control women, Jeannie. Tell me if I'm wrong. But these efforts to control women's access to abortion, they're basically controlling women's autonomy over their own body, of course, so they can control women. Barefoot and pregnant, get in the kitchen.
That even controls where they can be or how they can help America or their where they live, because women have started to move up in life where they can really do a lot of good. But now, what are the restrictions that they have on them? And in all honesty, the idiots, how much does it cost to have a child? How much debt and bankruptcy do you go into if you don't have insurance to have a baby? They are nuts. And they are harmful, and that's my rant for the gall darn week. These gall darn sons of guns, they need to be run out, and gall darn you women that vote for these guys. Shame on you. You wake up, start reading about these bad eggs, because they are hurting you and your daughters. So thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm not sure if we can allow you back with all that bad egg salty talk, Jeannie.
I didn't swear, did I?
No.
You were quite respectful.
Not at all. You do an absolutely colorful job of replacing, what Dom or I might say with a more acceptable radio-friendly version.
FCC-approved term.
You're going to get your own show like this, sister.
Oh, I would love it. You wouldn't know what I'd come up with, guys. Anyway, thanks, you guys, and keep up the great work, and have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well.
844-967-2789. Yes,
sir. All right, Crudy. So, yes, you are correct. Alex Groth reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This was yesterday. On June 21st, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan bill which would allow pharmacists to prescribe some birth control without a doctor's prescription. The bill passed 82-11, 11 Republicans voting against it.
I was surprised. I got to be honest with you.
Allow for some birth control. Requires Senate approval before it can reach Evers, who supports it. However, it will not be taken up in this session and failed to make the Senate floor last session. Across the country, a little statistic here. 65.3%, over 65% of women between 15 and 49 years old used a form of contraception between 2017 and 2019, according to the Centers for Disease Control.
So 2/3, approximately, mathematically speaking, of all women utilize some form of birth control, not always for birth control specifically, but they utilize some form of birth control. And I would say this is a small step forward, understanding it's only a procedural step if it's not going to be taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate. I mean, if there's no appetite for this on the other side of the chamber, it's never going to become law, at least not in this session. But I got to say that that feels like, unless this is some sort of a show vote to blunt the pain of the abortion ban, you know, knowing it's not going to become law. But I'm going to give you the benefit of a glorious Friday afternoon and not be so damn cynical. I commend 82 that would support this bill, and Chuck Wiggers and 11 of his buddies, you know, they were against.
844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. Looks like Mark, you are next. Welcome, Mark. Happy Friday. What do you got for us? Oh, we lost Mark. Try it again.
Try the next one.
967-2789. Evan's doing the hard work. He'll screen them. He'll get them up on the board for us, and we will get your calls. Remember, you can get that Civic Media app. You can text us on there. Hell, you can even call from there.
Yes, sometimes. Let's see if that's Mark. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
You just lost faith in us, hadn't you, Mark?
No, I didn't lose faith in you guys. Well, what I have is to point out to Mr. Wichker that he's in violation of the 14th. If he participated in denying the electoral results from Wisconsin, both he and anybody who is denying the electoral results of the state of Wisconsin are in violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Section 2, because any denial of that or attempt to abridge that in any way results in consequences, which would be, apparently, according to Matt Flynn today, reduction in representation in Congress. Is what I think the remedy, the constitutional remedy for it is. And for him to condemn infidelity, I wonder how many little Republicans' ears turned red at that point.
Does he know who the Speaker of the Assembly is, Mark? Is he sure?
The thrice married man about town, Robin Voss? Guys,
and how many other Republicans there have engaged in infidelity? I mean, it is just... It is a ridiculous thing for him to say it, but the irony of him saying that and knowing who is the Speaker of the Assembly there, you know, thrice married, and I'd say four times married, because apparently he claims, well, the one time was an annulment. It really wasn't a divorce. So,
but really, you know, Mark, the fact that it's brought up on the Assembly floor. I mean, how the hell is infidelity a governmental debate issue? You know what I'm saying? Who gives a damn? You know what I mean?
Moralizing to people's bedroom behaviors.
If you don't want to use contraceptions, don't. You don't want to cheat on your wife, don't cheat on your wife. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to engage. You don't want to have abortions, don't have abortions. That is the difference. Yeah, no one on the left is saying you must, and to bring up, no one's on the left is saying you must have an abortion. No one's saying that. And for Chuck to bring up the possibility, well, you know, other countries, Mark, other countries, they sometimes force contraception onto married couples, and that's going to happen here, Chuck. Is that what you're concerned about? You're trying to get ahead of that one. I mean, this is just, it's more of the same.
Mark, take care of that cough. Be well. Have a great weekend, man. It's glorious out here. Summer upon us. It goes so quick, though. Enjoy every minute of it.
It does, man.
Especially the Devil's Advocate's minutes. You know, it's the first Friday of Summerfest, but we'll get you there. You can suffer through till 6. You know, you can sit in the parking lot and listen to the last couple segments. We'll keep you entertained. We'll send you on your way. You'll have a hell of a good time. Devil's Advocates, join us. The Friday Grievances at 844-96-PARTY. We all know
who you are, yeah. We all know. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Be like Annie. Welcome, Annie. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Well, it seems you picked something to have a lot of grievance about. That guy said something along the lines that made me think, wait a minute, it's, you know, like, it's not exactly a pure gift to women to be pregnant. I mean, Eve's curse, I suppose, is how you look at it, whether they deserve it or not, of pain and death and, you know, all this risk. It's natural, you know, yeah, but it's got all kinds of risks and damages, and sure, it kills a hell of a lot of women.
Yeah, and the fact that something's natural, all of a sudden, what can't be influenced by humanity. You know, I mean, just the fact that this is coming out of his mouth is just so absolutely ignorant. I mean, I don't hear him complaining about erectile dysfunction or cancer, but that's all natural.
He doesn't have that problem any longer.
Yeah, right. Any other thoughts, Annie?
I suppose women should just have, you know, you know, the whole idea that there shouldn't be any pleasure in sex, so it's okay if they have to have all the bad side effects of sex, you know.
Right. I mean, if not for the pleasure, well, what are you doing? Oh, that's right. It's all about procreation. God wants you to be missionary and have children. That's what these people think.
Have some enjoyable missionary this weekend, Andy.
Jeez, I mean, maybe 844.
Don't enjoy it too much, though. Not too much.
But is that a thing, right? That this, I mean, this whole comment. I mean, this sounds like, you know, black and white television back in the day stuff, man.
Because
you don't want to have pregnant. You don't need the pill. You need an aspirin. An aspirin. How does that keep me from not getting pregnant? Well, you put it between your legs, and you keep your knees together. You hold it with your knees. You know, you keep your legs shut. I'm like, well, that might work if you were only doing missionary. I mean, you know, this is the attitude from these Republicans.
There's another way.
844-967-2789. I mean, the fact that this is even being discussed on the assembly floor is just shocking to me.
I mean, you got to think Chuck's a giving lover, right? With attitudes like this.
I mean, what a lucky, think so.
What a lucky, lucky woman his wife must be.
Oh, wow. Wow.
844-967-2789. Susan, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Susan.
I'm trying not to be titillating like Chuck Wiggers in the bedroom. Yeah. Never titillating.
It won't be titillating. Actually, it will probably be
erectile dysfunction for you guys, because I really feel that the conversation is always prompted by men who don't have any skin in the game when it comes to all the things that go on for women. And if you're going to be a partner with somebody, you're going to make sure that you also take care of having birth control, take care of being careful about when you have sex, however you do it. And I really feel like it's really important for people to do it that way, and not, and there are things like one night stands, I understand that, but for the most part, if you are having sex with somebody, you have to be responsible. And men aren't talking about to other men about how they should be more responsible. So the conversation always gets skewed, and it's always on the women. And in my family, there were eight daughters, okay? I have one brother. So imagine how many pregnancies there could have occurred.
Yeah.
You know, in your family. Anyway, the point is I really feel it's important for people to put a perspective on this, that you are responsible for what you're doing with your partner. And if you don't take that responsibility, it's on you as well. So this Chuck guy, you know, obviously he has no clue, and a lot of men don't. And that's my biggest gripe, I think, as a female in a committed marriage. And I just feel like you have to take responsibility for your actions all across the board. And we should have birth control, and they should be given out on the street corners. And Susan, but they should be given out to men, too.
Well, do you...
Men, too.
I realize yeah. there yes. are prophylactics, Susan, and you know, I remember being that kid. But let me yeah. ask you, if there was an effective male birth control, and not that prophylactics aren't, but like a pill, if men could take a pill, do you think they would?
No. I mean, that's why more men don't.
I can barely get out of the house with my wallet every morning. I'm not sure that I wouldn't have a lapse in taking my pill.
You can have a vasectomy because it can be undone and it's easy. It doesn't take long.
Who would ever want to undo that, though? Just asking for a friend.
Right. But just saying that, you know, vasectomies are available. And, you know, I guess I look at it like, I believe, and I might be wrong, but way back in the 70s, there was a pill for men. But they didn't put research into it because it wasn't as chargeable as it is for birth control for women. So I could look that up, but if somebody wants to take time to look at it. But there was a birth control pill for men that they had come up with, but it didn't have any traction because it didn't cost as much.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting thought. Very, very good phone call, Susan. Thanks for joining us this Friday afternoon. It wasn't optional at my house. After the second boy was born, third child overall, my wife just called the doctor and made the appointment, and I went down there, and I had a relatively pain-free vasectomy. The pain wasn't the issue. The fact that the assistant had gone to Pedro's the night before for happy hour, and she had admitted it to me, and during the course of the surgery, the assistant had to step out, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm kind of exposed to the world here.
Too many margaritas, man. I got to step out for a minute.
Exactly.
Wow.
From the night
it was a great call. Thank you, yeah. Susan. Great points. And I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of, I don't know. I mean, guys like Chuck seemingly, you know, they say these things that I think like my grandparents would have said. You know, where's the understanding of the female perspective, or hell, even the female body? Oh, it's nature, and if you take a pill, you're interfering with nature, and now you think you're better than God? I mean, I'm not clear what the criticism is, you know, and why is this being debated? So, Susan, yeah, a lot of ignorance in lots of areas from those on the right pushing for this.
I think it's all about men controlling women. Really, I do. You know, they don't want to understand women. They want to control women. I think in so many of their actions and so many of their policies, I'm convinced. You know, well, what the hell do I know?
Well, I mean, who knows what's in their heads? You need to look at what is the end result. What are the legislative priorities? Well, we went over some of them from the RNC, or the Republican Convention here in La Crosse. what, personhood from sperm and egg. That's the start, baby. That's what they want. So any contraception to them is what? Anti-God, I guess. 844-967-2789. Coming back with the Happier Happy Hour. Join us.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.